So I'm sitting in a Bible study the other day with a bunch of people that I don't know all that well yet. And one woman declared, "We are all children of God. Every person has been created by Him." Is she correct or not? Who are the children of God? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's absolutely true that everyone who's ever lived was created in the image of God. We're told that very thing in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, in case you're interested. But does that mean that all 8 or so billion of us, plus all those who've gone before, are children of God? That's certainly what the world would have us think. After all, God is a loving God. Jesus loved and accepted all people. Of course we're all children of God. Doesn't matter how you get to Him. And there are many different ways, many different religions, many different understandings. He'll accept you just as you are, no matter how you believe. That's the world's take on a loving God. But what's His take? John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. Jesus came to the world that was His own, and His own people did not accept Him. But some people did accept Him. They believed in Him, and He gave them the right to become children of God. It's a sharp contrast, isn't it, between those who rejected Jesus and those who believed in Him. I imagine that Jesus back there in the first century, the radical, subversive Jesus who upset the religious hierarchy, he wasn't all that easy to believe in. So far as I can see, that's still the case. He called us to go against the flow in this world. But to those who do believe in Him, He gives the right to become children of God. So the question for each one of us is this: am I a child of God? That's His word, fresh for you today. And it's a powerful word. It's the word of truth. It's the word that can save our souls. That's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.